With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Iran launches some 200 drones and missiles in an unprecedented attack on Israel.
The Israeli military says Iran's launched a number of drones toward the country. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israel is prepared and has been on heightened alert since last week when Iran threatened retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two leading Iranian generals. Israel is closing its airspace to flights and has canceled school and large public gatherings. President Biden has flown to the White House to be in contact with top security officials. A White House statement says the U.S. will support Israel's defense against the airborne attack from Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, at this hour, Israeli officials say there may be other drones in the air, but for the most part, they believe that the attacks are over. Also at SRNnews.com, a deadly shelling attack in Russia-occupied southern Ukraine.
A local Kremlin-installed official is blaming Ukraine for a shelling that killed at least 10 people, including children, in the Russian-occupied town of Tokmak in the southern Zaporizhia region. Tokmak's municipal administration claims shelling struck three apartment blocks, in the aftermath leaving many in hospital and buildings damaged. Tokmak is part of southern Ukraine, illegally annexed by Moscow after Russia launched its war on Ukraine in 2022. Russia also reported a Ukrainian rocket striking a machine-building plant in occupied Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, potentially delaying Russia's plans to put that facility back into operation. I'm Amy Montgomery.
A small earthquake shook Southern California desert near where the Coachella Music Festival is being held this weekend. No reports of any damage or injuries. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is being embraced by yet another big company.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican's declared sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices the Catholic Church believes violates God's plan for human life. The Vatican also rejects so-called gender theory or the idea one's gender can be changed, adding that God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. SRN News. Researchers have found most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA don't deliver on their early promise.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against debilitating or fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. The study found that between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% demonstrated they improved or extended patients' lives in confirmatory trials.
Jeremy House with the report. The first drug shown to slow Alzheimer's hit the U.S. market a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out plans to administer Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. SRN News.